beaver, and it was trying to break into my house.
Animals attack.
My husband was working on a lawn, and the duck was trying to attack him.
With Brad and John.
To see, you know, a full-size elk standing in your downstairs living room.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they could do that.
Animals attack on Whidbey Island. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we may engage in some reckless speculation. Yes, these attacks are out on Whidbey Island, and this morning it stars...
Doe, a deer. Female deer.
Deer attacks. Now, this is just one. There are several attacks that have happened here in the last couple of weeks, according to the Whidbey News Times newspaper.
Are they getting horny? Are they getting where they want to mate?
No, I think...
Or is it more about babies? Or what's going on?
I think it might be about protecting... the babies. It might be attacking the fawns. A deer in a Langley neighborhood killed one dog and put another one in the hospital 2 weeks ago. The deer has attacked every day for the past week, says his homeowner. Over the weekend, it started going after people. Ralph Downs, friend of the show from Fish and Wildlife, said told the Whidbey News Times, hey, does can be aggressive when they're protecting a fawn. But he said attacks are unusual. He never heard of a deer killing a dog before. Well, this guy, this homeowner, says that he and his wife and daughters were in their yard with a family dog, a 12-pound dog named Lulu, when the deer suddenly jumped out of the bushes and attacked the dog. It reared up and stomped the dog repeatedly. So the family brings Lulu to the hospital.
That's scary.
And the injuries were too severe. Dog could not recover.
Well, you know, I mean, my kid's dog is a little miniature schnauzer, and that dog barks at everything, especially if there's a deer in the yard. He'll freak out, and if he's outside and sees one, he definitely goes charging right at him. You know, I mean, yeah. He's on a chain most of the time.
But they don't understand that these things are, and I think people, too, they look at them and they think, oh, yeah, well, that's nice. What's a deer going to do to me? Well, hold on. A neighbor's dog was also attacked and injured. The Whidbey News Times said that the attack seemed to be unprovoked. In another recent incident, the deer went after a woman who was able to retreat to the safety of her house. The deer has chased people onto porches and patios, according to the Whidbey News Times. Ralph Downs says from Fish and Wildlife, in most cases, people are able to scare the deer away, but he cautions against getting physical with them. Ralph said, quote, deer are very good wrestlers. Instances, and then there's a follow-up story a couple days later.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be some follow-up.
In the Whidbey News Times. And it said instances of deer attacks seem to be spreading across Whidbey Island. Now, this story is just from a couple of days ago. The one I read was from last week. Earlier this week, that being last week, a doe stomped a cat to death in Coopville. A deer also attacked a beagle and scared a dachshund in Coopville last week. The pups were unhurt.
You'd think they'd try and scare them enough, come at them enough to get them, you know, the dog or the cat to move or vacate the area. Not enough to chase them down and get them.
These are killer deer. And Whidbey. A woman in the Holmes Harbor area of South Whidbey said in an email to the newspaper that her small dog was nearly stomped to death by a deer that jumped out of shrubbery in her front yard 2 weeks ago. And in an unrelated incident, a woman on Beaver Creek Lane in Clinton reported firing a gun into a puma in her backyard. So there's all kinds of animal attacks going on out on Whidbey Island right now. So be careful of the deer. No, this is not the rut season. That is in the fall. This is just...
Oh, so this is round one.
This is mom protecting the kids, you know, the fawns, I think, is what's going on right now. So you got to be careful out. There's enough issues out there on Whidbey Island right now with Jeff the Giant roaming around.
Throwing shopping carts into the street.
You don't need to be dealing with the deer.